Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 21st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Connie Payments partners with Pismo. Global data reconciliation and reporting platform Connie Payments has partnered with issuer processing and core banking platform Pismo. Genesis Bank partners Fiserv. U.S.-based Genesis Bank has announced its partnership with Fiserv in order to strengthen economic development and design a positive impact on local communities. Revolut launches premium and metal plans in New Zealand. UK-based fintech company Revolut has launched its premium and metal plans in New Zealand in addition to a previously introduced standard plan. Uno Asia secures $32.1 million in funding round. Singapore-based Uno Asia has announced the raise of $32.1 million in a pre-Series B round to scale up its product offerings and add new tools for MSMEs. BVNK receives European e-money institution license. UK-based payments platform BVNK has gone live in Europe after receiving its local EMI license, following the acquisition of System Pay Services in 2023. Bud Financial partners with Fintech Galaxy. Bud Financial has announced its partnership with Fintech Galaxy in order to provide customers in the MENA region with open banking and AI-powered services. Velmi launches business banking platform. UK-based fintech provider Velmi has announced the rollout of its new business banking platform that addresses the challenges of financial service providers and fintechs. PayPal registers with FIU under AML law. U.S.-based online payments gateway service provider PayPal has registered with the Financial Intelligence Unit India under anti-money laundering law. Connex Pay joins UATP network. U.S.-based paytech Connex Pay has partnered with payment network UATP to launch the Connex Pay UATP card, a virtual card designed for travel payments to members of the UATP network. 1Password acquires Collide. Canada-based password manager provider 1Password has acquired device health and contextual access management company Collide. Napier AI secures funds from Crestline Investors. UK-based Napier AI, a regtech specializing in financial crime compliance, has received a significant investment from Crestline Investors, a US-based institutional alternative asset manager. Idenfi partners BestShopping.com. Idenfi, a regtech firm specializing in identity verification, has partnered with BestShopping.com, an Italian e-commerce brand. Toast cuts 550 jobs. Restaurant POS Fintech Toast is axing 550 jobs, 15% of its workforce, as part of a cost-cutting restructuring plan. Garanti BBVA issues biometric card. Turkey's Garanti BBVA has rolled out a MasterCard contactless credit card with a built-in fingerprint scanner. And the winner is Open Banking Payments. EcoSpend is looking to drive account-to-account payments into the mainstream via an open banking-only competition on national television network ITV. King Charles III banknotes to enter circulation on the 5th of June 2024. Banknotes carrying a portrait of King Charles III will be issued for the first time on the 5th of June 2024. Worldline extends contract with BNP Paribas Fortis. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, is extending its partnership with BNP Paribas Fortis, the Belgian subsidiary of the French multinational bank and financial services provider, BNP Paribas. Connie Payments connects with Pismo. Connie Payments, the disruptive global data reconciliation and reporting platform, today announces a strategic partnership with issuer processing and core banking platform Pismo. Adyen and Billy to bring buy now, pay later to businesses across Europe. Adyen, the financial technology platform of choice for leading companies, and Billy, the B2B payments innovator, join forces to let Adyen's customers enable B2B buy now, pay later, BNPL, payments services. Fintech credit card Yonder opens free membership. Yonder, a London-based rewards credit card startup with backing from investors including Go Cardless Matt Robinson, Creds Kunal Shah and Rio Ferdinand, has today launched a free membership in the latest move on its mission to rebuild young consumers' relationships with credit. Nuve begins direct local acquiring in Colombia. Nuve Corporation, the Canadian fintech company, has announced that it has launched direct local acquiring capabilities in Colombia, further expanding its presence in Latin America, LATAM, and strengthening its overall footprint in the region. BVNK goes live as an e-money institution in Europe. BVNK, the payments provider unifying banks and blockchains in a single API platform, is excited to announce that its EMI license in Europe is live, following an acquisition in 2023. Napier AI lands $45 million in funding. UK financial crime reg tech Napier AI has landed 45 meters in backing from US-based Crestline investors. ECB warns banks on outsourcing risks. The European Central Bank is warning banks that their management of outsourcing risk must improve, with a stringent focus on the processing of personal data. Due diligence fintech Spectre launches. Danish startup Spectre has raised €5 million in seed funding for its platform to help financial sector firms with their due diligence processes. ECB introduces new policy for more bank board expertise on ICT and security risks. The SSM supervisory priorities for 2024-26 establish that banks should address the information and communication technology, ICT, and security risks stemming from the digitalization of banking services. Sovos introduces Compliance Cloud. Sovos, the always-on compliance company, today announced the launch of the Sovos Compliance Cloud, the industry's first and only solution that unifies tax compliance and regulatory reporting software in one platform and provides a holistic data system of record for global compliance. The impact of AI on banking, enhancing customer service and streamlining operations. The integration of artificial intelligence, AI, has streamlined banking processes, with some institutions transitioning entirely to digital platforms, bypassing traditional brick-and-mortar locations. Fairmoney in talks to acquire Umba. Nigeria-based digital bank Fairmoney has entered discussions to buy Umba, another Nigeria-based digital bank Umba, in a $20 million all-stock deal. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.